My name is Michael Cox from the Communications Office at the University of Warwick, and today I'll be asking the questions of our victorious University Challenge team, Harold Weiber, Prakash Patel, Rory Gill and their captain, Daisy Christodoulou. Firstly, congratulations on winning the competition. You must be extremely happy. When did you decide to take part in the University Challenge and why?
Warwick Gill!
If I remember correctly, the auditions were at about March or February last year. And there was just some sort of publicity up. And then I think we all just sort of turned up there, sort of 25, 30 people going for it. And then we just asked 20 questions. And at the end of the day, there were sort of four names popped up.
So all these 20, 30 people, were they all Warwick students?
Yeah, they were all Warwick students and quite a few kind of undergrads, postgrads and stuff. So that was probably the hardest bit of the whole thing, beating the other Warwick students into the team, probably.
Well, I think for all of us, it's something we've watched for a long time, like when we were growing up. And I'd say to myself, it's kind of something I wanted to do for a long time. And when it came to university, we had that opportunity. So, as Rory was saying, we found out about it and then just went for it, really.
The team was formed, as you said, by a selection. But did you all know each other previously, or was it the first time that you'd met?
Warwick Christodoulou.
No, we'd never met before, so that's been a really good part of the whole time, getting to know each other. obviously, three of us are undergrads, so we might have met anyway, but it's been a really good experience getting to know everyone.
It was pretty much the first time we met, but such is the experience of going and filming the programme in Manchester and staying overnight in Manchester meant we all got to know each other very well, had a few drinks together, one might say. It was great.
Does that mean that there was any gossip, any fallings out, or?
There is obviously the film Start of a Tent, which is based on University Challenge, and in the film, the book and the film are based on a kind of a love interest that the reserve has for one of the team members. But I personally can't say that there was too much gossip or falling outs or love yet. I mean, we're still obviously we're still here as a team. You know, anything might happen in the next few days.
When was your first match?
Warwick Patel.
The first match took place in mid-June. It was the first round match against Emmanuel College, Cambridge. And before the match, we just had no expectations whatsoever. We thought it was futile to revise some books before the match. And it was just such a weird experience. It was the first time we'd been in a TV studio and had cameras thrust upon us. It's different from actually watching University Challenge on the television to actually being part of it. And I remember backstage just being so nervous.
How did you conquer your nerves?
Warwick Weiber.
Yeah, I think to some extent when you're actually on the show, because it's a competition, in a way you're nervous, but the adrenaline sort of kicks in. You just focus on the show and on Jeremy Paxman and the questions, so you're kind of able to cut out some of the background interferences, some of the things which might make you nervous or unsure.
During the matches, obviously there was quite a few, was there any point where you thought you might be in with a serious chance of winning, or has it been a complete surprise most of the way through?
Warwick Gill!
Yeah, well, Daisy was always very confident as the captain, so I was like, yeah, we can do it, you know, get our London girl really kind of, she's a West Ham fan, so they've always got to have a lot of hope and optimism. But I really didn't think we did have a chance. I think it's dangerous often to feel too kind of confident. So I try to make sure that we realise just how lucky it was to be even in the quarterfinals, let alone the semis or the final. Yeah.
Yeah, I think after our second round match, it was very close. We squeaked through against that, and I sort of had this feeling maybe we could do it. And I remember before the quarterfinals, speaking to Rory a few days before and saying, you know, we've got a real chance. You know, there's only 8 teams left in it. We really can do this. And Rory said, no, don't be ridiculous. It's impossible. You know, he said, it's such a long shot. So obviously, I've never failed to remind him of that. I do think my entire impetus for winning has just come so I can prove Rory wrong on that.
And despite your seemingly eternal optimism, how worried were you when you came from behind against East Anglia to win by a mere 5 points?
It really seemed like a shock. 5 minutes before the end, we were still hoping we could do it, but to be honest, we didn't think we could. To be honest, we were kind of mentally composing how we would tell our friends and our family that, well, we had a good effort, we were really glad we've got that far, but we didn't make it. So to come through and to realise that we'd taken the lead and then the gong went, we were absolutely shocked and it seemed like a mini miracle.
Yeah, also, which you don't see in the filming of it, is that at about, I think, almost a minute or a couple of minutes before the end, there was a pause in the filming, something had gone wrong, or there was a question that had gone wrong and they had to talk about it. So at that point, the kind of clock stopped, and we got a kind of, you've got, normally you don't know, apart from there's the sort of the quarter, half time when you have the music and the picture rounds. That's the only real indication you have. Sometimes Jeremy will say how long it is, but that time we literally had, you know, you've got a minute left, and there was a sort of, we had time to pause and look at the score and feel pretty scared at that moment.
So what is involved with filming a typical episode? I mean, you were mentioning some of the pauses there, but I guess that, does it take quite a long time as opposed to the 30 minutes we see on TV?
Warwick Patel.
Well, in the first round, against Emmanuel College, Cambridge, Joey Paxman did about 15 shows beforehand, and that went off, like, it lasted half an hour, and it was recorded in half an hour. Otherwise, there's usually some interruptions at some point. At one point in the quarterfinals, I interrupted Joey Paxman and said that the question was, what was the plant hormone that's released by fruit to help them ripen? And I told him ethene, and he said, wrong, it's ethylene. And I protested straight away and said, they're exactly the same thing. And so Jeremy Paxman said, oh, I can't accept my answer until I speak to my intercom. And and a minute later, then he said, oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess the frustrating thing is, you know, all of Jeremy Paxman's mistakes get edited out, whereas all ours get left in for everyone to laugh at. So yeah, Paxman on that occasion, you know, had a go at Prakash for getting something wrong when in fact he hadn't.
Yeah, I think example of that, I can think with the semi-final match, of a time when I had my kind of two modes of either starter question mode of really staring at Paxman, finger on the buzzer, or my bonus question mode of kind of looking to everyone, trying to discuss. And I got there confused at one point, and I buffed in for bonus question. And, well, they kept that in. But I think in a way that's kind of, it helped to show how tense we were and how psyched up we were about the whole thing.
And Jeremy Paxman in general, is he really a tyrant, or would you say he's a softie at heart?
Warwick Gill.
It's quite tough, I think, because at least in the first round, he films how many, 14 shows is it, over a weekend. And we were quite near the end. So, to be honest, you're incredibly excited to be on TV, rightly so. But for him, it's yet another round. So he, when we're filming, obviously he's got this sort of persona that he sort of has. But equally off stage, he's quite friendly. But equally, he doesn't have a lot of time to chit chat. Unlike Anne Widdecombe, who had lot to say at the end of the final.
With the exception of obviously Jeremy and Anne, did you actually bump into any other famous people when you were down there at the studios?
Warwick Gill.
I bumped into Daisy Christodoulou when I was down there.
Oh yeah, someone tells me she's possibly the most intelligent student in the UK or something like that. Is that what do you?
I think intelligence is only as good as your friends, and I think there's no doubt the support network is there, and
Well, like I say, if someone wants to call me that, I'm not going to complain. But these three guys, it's been a team effort the whole way through.
The questions during the series, how did you find them? Were they broadly speaking covered by your degrees, or do you think there was a lot of general knowledge involved?
Warwick Weiber.
I think lots of them are kind of very general, very wide ranging. I guess lots of them really aren't actually that tough, and I think the real skill of the question writer of actually making what might be a sort of A-level or GCSE standard question sound like degree or advanced degree level. That said, there were some very kind of also off the wall questions. Think, how am I meant to know that? And sometimes that was palpable in Jeremy Paxman's delivery. I mean, occasionally he would say, I don't know how you expect to know that, but... it was really kind of a mixed bunch. But I think it really helped that we do have quite a broad range of knowledge, that our degree subjects and our backgrounds cover such a wide range of areas. So that was really a good kind of support to our team.
Yeah, I'm the science specialist on the team, but I mean... just looking at our backgrounds, I mean, we come from very different backgrounds, and in the quarterfinals especially, I mean, Rory Gill got a few science questions, which some of my colleagues in my course said I should have got.
You mentioned towards the beginning of the interview that you didn't really do any preparation, but as you went through the series, did you start to prepare at all, perhaps watch any previous series or episodes?
Warwick Gill.
Well, Prakash had been given, I think it might have been for Christmas.
It was for my birthday.
For Prakash's birthday, the Universe Challenge game, which includes little buzzers as well. So we sort of tokenly went up after his office and had a go. We didn't do very well, I seem to remember. It wasn't really a great kind of warm-up for it.
But we only took the question cards that were on advanced level.
Yeah.
That was probably why we thought... But we had quite a few of those, actually. Yeah. I think we did pretty well. It was like a few days before the quarterfinals, when they were recorded. And, yeah, it was a bit of fun. We just didn't take it that seriously anyway.
I understand that this is actually the first time that Warwick has won the competition. Do you think that's significant for us in terms of the quality of our students getting higher, or...?
Warwick Weiber.
I don't know. I mean, I think that generally it's probably a lot to do with the Students' Union, just having a more kind of structured and more coherent selection procedure, in that I think what I heard a couple of years ago, they just picked people for a bunch of friends, people who happen to know each other. But this year, I think managed to get like quite a broad range of backgrounds on the team, so that's helped. And I guess, I suppose in total, I don't think it reflects much about the average quality of students. I'd like to think it'll have an effect in encouraging people to apply for Warwick. But
well, definitely, subsequently, we helped to do the auditions for this year's team, or the next team, and there's a lot more interest, obviously. So hopefully that would increase the quality of students coming through. And actually, when it was quite funny, because we were when we got to the latter stages of the competition, we saw that Durham... not only are they sponsored their University Challenge team, but they have like an exec committee. They have a whole society at Durham. And Manchester actually had a coach, a full-time coach, and they had training three times a week or something like that. So we felt quite kind of, you know, chats of fire, kind of sort of amateur sportsmen, really.
Yeah, like the spirit of effortless superiority. We're trying to emulate that.
And would any of you like to do anything similar again?
Warwick Christodoulou.
Well, I guess... The reunited series.
Yeah.
You know, how many years down
the line? I'm up for another university challenge, probably just one round or something. But of course, we don't really want to lose, do we?
Okay, Warwick, thank you very much. I guess all that's left to say is that it's goodbye from them.
Goodbye.
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 And goodbye from me. Goodbye.